makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maraming grupong pangkomunidad ang naging hati, bunga ng mga inimumungkahing pagbabago sa batas sa pagkamamayan o citizenship sa Australia. Ayon sa mga komunidad etniko, pakiramdam ng marami sila'y di makatarungang naitangi o naging target, habang naniniwala ang pamahalaan na mapapabuti ng pagbabago ang seguridad at magiging mas makahulugan ang salitang mamayan. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Omar Daba na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Matagal ng panahong kinikilala ng punong ministro ang Australia bilang pinakamatagumpay na multikultural na bansa sa buong daigdig. Ngunit sa mga pagbabago at paghihigpit sa batas kaugnay ng citizenship, may ilang mga komunidad ang patuloy na di makapaniwala sa mga mungkahi. Libo-libong kataong apektado ng mga pagbabago sa buong bansa. Kabilang sa mga ito ang permanent resident na si Sara Balsamini, isang business analyst na nag-migrate mula Italy noong taong 2010.
I moved to Australia initially with a working holiday visa. It was supposed to be an experience. And then I just fell in love with the country and I decided to try and stay. I was only 2 weeks away from completing my application. I had already collected all my documents, officially translated them, found a witness for my identity declaration. I was ready to apply.
Ayon kay Sara Balsamini, naging maayos na ang kanilang pamumuhay at sila'y naka-adjust na sa urit pamamaraan ng pamumuhay sa komunidad. Ngunit sa mga mungkahing pagbabago sa batas, pakiramdam nila'y di naging makatarungan at sila'y naitangi o naging target ng mungkahi.
It's devastating. It puts lots of uncertainty on my life and it was shocking for me that the government was trying to implement these changes retrospectively for people that had already qualified and already paid for an unrefundable fee, already planned their life accordingly.
Nakatanggap ng higit sa 13,000 submission ang isang Senate inquiry, kapwa para tutol sa mga mungkahing pagbabago ng pamahalaan sa batas kaugnay ng citizenship. Ngunit mayroong mga pangamba na maaaring maapektuhan ng husto ang reputasyon ng Australia bilang isang lipunang mapagtanggap. Naniniwala ang koalisyon na magiging mas matatag at mas masisiguro ang pambansang seguridad ng mas pinahigpit na batas para sa pagkamamayan. Ngunit ayon sa Chief Executive ng Australian Arab Council, Randa Khatan, mayroong naitangit kinakailangan ng mga pagbabagong, kinikilingan ang mga pagbabagong ito.
I'm not sure how it will improve security. It looks like it's only the brown countries that have been targeted. So in my opinion, this is about race baiting. It is of great concern because we need to kind of scrutinize. We need to look at this very carefully. What messages is it sending? What messages is it sending to the people who are already contributing to this country, to society? What message is it sending to the general community about the people who are applying to become citizens of this country?
Ayon sa Assistant Immigration Minister Alice Hawke, naniniwalang pamahalaan na walang kinikilingan ang mga hakbang na ito at ito'y para sa kabubuti ng bansa.
Across the board, they'll apply to everybody equally. We're looking for people that want to come here and integrate, adopt Australian values and become great members of the Australian community regardless of where they're from. And the government's measures are designed to stop those people who don't want to come here and integrate and become Australian citizens with those values that you would expect.
Nagbabala naman si Joseph Caputo, Director ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council ng Australia. Nakasalalay dito ang reputasyon ng bansa anya.
It is under threat, and I think that history is a good guide for the future. I think that the good sense of Australians, the fair go of giving a fair go to everyone, should prevail. And the fact that we have done so in the past, that everyone who has reached our shores have been given a fair go, that's what made Australia today. And we should not threaten it with proposed laws that will make it very, very difficult for many, many, many new arrivals.
Lubhang nababahala ang komunidad Chino sa mga mungkahi para sa mas hinigpitan na pagsusulit para wikang Ingles. Mas matagal na panahong paghihintay sa 4 taon sa halip na sa naunang 1 taon. Paliwanag ng Pangulo ng ACT Chinese Australian Association, Chin Wong.
They dismay at the proposed changes. Everybody is worried. The Chinese community, like other multicultural communities, a lot of us feel that we've been targeted in terms of, because English is not our first language. We have people that who've been here for nearly 10 years, but with the changes of rules, they know that they have to wait for another 4 years because they have to start all over again. Australia might lose a lot of those well-educated and well-young professionals.
Ngunit ang mungkahing pagbabago para sa panahon ng pag-antay o yung tinatawag na waiting period ay pagsalamin lamang sa mga kalakaran sa ibang kanluraning bansa. Sa Estados Unidos, sa mga permanent resident ay kailangan maghintay ng 5 taon bago sila makapag-apply para citizenship. Sa Canada, kailangan manirahan ang mga permanent resident sa bansa ng 4 sa 6 na taon bago sila maaaring makapag-apply para citizenship. Sa Pransya, ito ay 5 taon at 8 taon naman sa Germany. At sa United Kingdom, umabot ng 6 taong paninirahan bilang permanent resident bago ito makakapag-apply para citizenship. Ayon sa chair ng Senate Committee, ang mambabatas mula Partido Liberal, Senator Ian MacDonald, ang batas ay kailangang may patupad ng sa wikang Ingles in retrospective. Ibig sabihin, di sakop sa mga nakapag-apply na bago may patupad ang mungkahing pagbabago sa batas. Ngunit ito anya ay magbibigay ng panibagong kahulugan at kahalagahan sa terminong mamayan o sa wikang Ingles, citizen.
There should be some transitional power in the minister to allow individual cases where that was appropriate. Anyone who wants to be a citizen and who is genuine will be able to get there. It might take them a little bit longer, but they will get there and they won't have any problem. I think Australia will be better for it. Better for having a citizenship that really means something and that counts.
Ngunit ayon sa chair ng Australian Indian Youth Dialogue, Karananad, di sapat ang gantong tugon.
I think a degree of empathy is really important in understanding those circumstances, and patience is quite a broad term to be using in this frame. I think part of the rhetoric needs to be that we welcome you and we want you to be in the Australian community contributing productively as well, and that needs to be part of the messaging that goes out with this legislation. We want to make sure that they feel welcome regardless of what happens with our citizenship laws going forward.
Ang panukala ay tila di may papasa sa kasalukuyang anyo dahil wala itong sapat na suporta mula sa mga mambabatas sa crossbench. Wala pang kasiguruhan kung ano ang magiging huling anyo o resulta ng mga mungkahing pagbabago.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.